The Moose Jaw Warriors knew they were going to have to rely on their youngsters for success in the early part of the Western Hockey League season, and things couldn't have worked out better in that direction on opening night. The Warriors had a pair of goals from rookie Ben Riesch, including the game winner with 7:10 to go in the third, as they took a 5-4 victory over the Regina Pats in Regina on Friday evening. Regina took close to 8 minutes to get their first shot on net, but once they had that opening opportunity, it was almost continuous pressure in the Moose Jaw end through the remainder of the first period. And much like Overager goaltender Carl Tedichuk last season, Warriors 20-year-old netminder Connor Unger was up to the task. Regina would fire 14 shots at the Warriors' net over the final 12 minutes of the period, including a flurry of chances on the power play in the final 2 minutes, but Unger was able to bar the door and keep things scoreless. The Warriors didn't take long to take advantage of an opening in the second period. Atlee Calvert picked up a turnover by Connor Bedard and went in on a 2-on-1 along the wing, toe dragged into the slot and roofed a shot glove high on Cone McInnes 27 seconds into the period. Regina got that one back right away, though, as 21 seconds later Cole Dubinsky took a harmless-looking spinning shot deep in the Warriors' zone and had it sneak upstairs past Unger. The shoe was on the other foot midway through the second. The Pats took their first lead with 12:20 to play in the frame when Leighton Feist's shot from the point redirected off Ty Spencer and into the Warriors' goal. Not 37 seconds later, Josh Hoekstra finished off a 3-on-2 with Harper Lolocker and Thomas Tien with a bit of slick stick handling before slipping a shot past McInnes far side, tying the game 2-2. Spencer gave the Pats the lead back with a power play goal with just over 7 minutes remaining in the second. Parker Berg beat his defender wide and got a pass across the front of the Warriors' net, with Spencer in the right place at the right time to deflect it past Unger. Moose Jaw's power play struck for the first time this season with 1:05 to play in the frame, and it was Riesch who did the honors. The former Pat Canadian standout scored his first WHL goal after taking a feed from Calvert and breaking in unchecked before roofing a shot blocker side. The Warriors had a perfect opportunity to take the lead midway through the third when the Pats took a pair of penalties on the same play, but Rehina's penalty kill would come through. And immediately after the penalty expired, Tanner Howe and Boria Vallis came out of the penalty box to create a 2-on-1, leading to Vallis scoring the go-ahead goal. True to form on the night, the lead didn't last a minute. It was Lyndon Lukovic's turn to score his first in the WHL, and it was a similar goal to Calvert, only on the opposite side of the ice. A drive down the wing, toe drag into the slot and quick shot upstairs to tie the game 4-4. A little over 2 minutes later, Riesch scored his second of the game to give the Warriors the lead, taking a perfect feed from Tate Schoeffer into the slot and beating McInnes with a shot gloveside under the bar. Regina had a power play late in the third but couldn't capitalize, and the Warriors had the win on opening night in the WHL. Unger was a solid throughout the contest and finished with 35 saves, while the Warriors fired 20 shots at McInnes. Lucas Brenton and Thomas Tien each finished with 2 assists for the Warriors. The two teams are right back at it on Saturday night as the Warriors host Regina in their home opener at the Moose Jaw Event Center. Game time is 7 p.m.